This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 7th September, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather remains pleasant. In Jerusalem, it's cool with mild breezes. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for an evening stroll. Up north, in Haifa, there's a slight chance of rain. Eilut remains warm and dry as the night approaches. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders some West Bank outposts removed amid U.S. pressure over settler attacks. This is according to Times of Israel in the last half hour. Also, Arab and Muslim countries affirm that establishing a Palestinian state is a condition for peace with Israel. This comes from the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also this hour, Jared Kushner hints at possible irrationality among Israelis due to elections, reporting from Israel Hayom Hebrew a short time ago. Separately, the Israel-American Council urges Ed Sheeran to drop Macklemore from his tour. This follows the rapper's onstage criticism of Israel. JTA reported this earlier today. And finally, Israel Beiteyunu unveils its 2026 election list featuring security veterans. This is according to I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Iris posted just minutes ago that backlash is growing over Macklemore's comments at the Ed Sheeran concert. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, shared a Haaretz editorial urging responsibility in Israeli politics, posting this earlier today. Ihab Hassan wrote just 25 minutes ago about a violent incident in the Palestinian village of Haja, reporting serious injuries and a fatality. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank outpost removals. Netanyahu's order comes amid mounting U.S. pressure following recent settler attacks. The Times of Israel highlights that this move aligns with high court concerns over justice principles. This decision could impact Israel's diplomatic relations with its key ally, the United States. Turning to the Arab and Muslim nations' statement, leaders, including those from Turkey and the UAE, insist on a Palestinian state for lasting peace. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, this unified stance may influence future negotiations with Israel. The region's stability hinges on how these conditions are addressed. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner's remarks on Israeli elections have stirred discussions. During a press conference, Kushner suggested elections could lead to irrationality among Israelis. Israel Hayom points out that his comments might signal growing international scrutiny of Israel's political climate. This could affect how Israel is perceived globally. In another development, the Israel-American Council's call for Ed Sheeran to cut ties with Macklemore follows the rapper's criticism of Israel on stage. The JTA notes that Macklemore's comments sparked intense debate over freedom of speech and political expression. This controversy might influence future artist engagements in the region. Finally, Israel Beiteinu's new election list includes notable security figures like Sharabi and Iluz. According to I-24 News, the inclusion aims to strengthen the party's stance on national defense. This move could resonate with voters concerned about security issues in the upcoming elections. On the economic front, first, an opinion piece from CTEC suggests Netanyahu's real test is his record in power, not recent events. This analysis comes as political parties race to finalize their election slates. Separately, Blackstone makes a significant investment in Israeli cybersecurity startup Huskies. According to Ynet Business, the $27 million funding highlights the potential of technology securing AI agent transactions. And finally, Eitan raises $41 million to provide robotic sovereignty as a service. Globes reports that this Israeli defense tech company enables countries to manage their combat systems independently. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.